Parshas Vayechi, we have Chazak. Chazak, we're Zohar already, unbelievable. Time flies. Already finishing the first of the Chamisha Chumshei Torah, Pele Ploim. How fast the time goes. And we end this Parsha on a bang. We end Parshas, on a bang. And a lot of very, very important lessons in this Parsha. I want to tell you the truth. The kernel for the Shmuz came. I walked into the Beis Medrash one day this week after Shir, and there was a boy in the Beis Medrash that was sitting there, and he was doing Schneidenbrich. He wasn't in our Shir. Welcome, son. He wasn't in our Shir. But he asked a nice question. I don't even remember who it was, but it got me thinking. And I thought about this question a little bit more since then, and I want to share with you a thought. I was inspired by a question from a Talmud in the Yeshiva, in Shraga. One of the most famous brachos in the world, probably the bracha that is most widespread in the world, this parasha of brachos. First, Yosef is given a bracha, then Ephraim and Asher are given a bracha, and then the Shiftei Kaf. All the Shvatim are given a bracha from Yaakov Avinu. Alo Davaru. So the first bracha for Yosef we know is the bracha of Amalach HaGol. It's also a pretty famous bracha. Amalach HaGol Simi Korah. Excuse me. Sung nightly as a lullaby to the children. Beautiful bracha. Probably one of the most famous brachos that's given by parents to their children and every Friday night is the bracha given to Ephraim and Menashe after the whole famous sitch that goes on, sitch and switch. You have Yosef putting Menashe on the right hand side, Ephraim on the left hand side, Yaakov switching his hands, Sikil as Yadav ki Menashe Abachar. Fine. Then comes the bracha. A very strange bracha, if you think about it. What's the bracha? Here's the bracha. It says, Vayivarech Vayivarechim. He blessed them. Bayom Ha'ulemor, on that day, saying, B'cho Yivarech Yisrael Lemor, in you, through you, the Jews will be blessed. Lemor, Yisimcha Elokim, Ke'efraim V'chim Menashe. God will make you like Ephraim and like Menashe. But Yosef is Ephraim with name Menashe. And Ephraim is performing Menashe. Rabosai, we're so used to this bracha. I'm zochet to give this bracha every Friday night to my children, Baruch Hashem. We're so used to this bracha that we probably don't even think about pshat over here. Many, many, many pshatim are given why we say Ephraim and Menashe. I'm not talking about that. I don't even want to talk about that. Great pshatim, you could say this pshat, that pshat, they survived in Mitzrayim, they weren't jealous of each other. Whatever you want to say. It's a good pshat, all those nice pshatim. What's the bracha given to Ephraim and Menashe? Yaakov's giving a bracha to Ephraim and Menashe. What does he say? You should be like Ephraim and Menashe. Isn't that strange? I understand that, Mitzrayim, one day you'll give your children a bracha, and they should be like Ephraim and Menashe, but Yaakov is giving a bracha to Ephraim and Menashe! And he's saying you should be like Ephraim and Menashe? Where's the bracha? It's like saying, Noah, you should be like Noah. And Natan, you should be like Natan. And Rafi 1, Rafi 2, Rafi 3, Rafi 1, Rafi 1, Rafi 1. You should be like Rafi. What kind of business is it? Where's the bracha over here? This is such a startling question. I'm shocked at myself. I never thought about it. But I was... Sometimes the question is the answer. Sometimes in Yiddishkeit, the question is the answer. Just to embellish a little bit. Look a little bit later on in the parasha, Yaakov gives brachos to the Shvatim. Reuven, not much of a bracha. You were too fast to act. You switched the beds. Shimon Malevi, your anger, you killed cities. Arur Apom Kiyaz, where's the bracha? Where's the bracha? Comes Lo Yudah. Rashi says, Yudah is about time to get his bracha. He's nervous. Reuven, Shimon Levi got zapped. I don't want to get zapped. Yaakov says, don't worry, come close to you. I tell you, Ducha Achecha, etc. Where's the bracha? Where's the bracha for these great Shiftei Kaf? It's not all such great brachos. So many of them, the Farshim explain, Rabosai, a big yisod. The biggest bracha, Rabosai, that a person can get in life is to know what he's here to do, what he's here in this world to fix. Yeah, it's a bracha for Reuven to know that. Reuven, you know what? You have tremendous koach. And when you utilize it properly, you're going to be the best Reuven imaginable. Shimon Levi, you have tremendous koach. You have energy, unbelievable energy. You know what? The end of Shimon Levi's bracha is Achakim b'Yaakov You know why? To be a Rebbe, you need to have energy. To be a teacher of Torah, you can't walk into a shul. So the kid goes, today we're going to learn and run. Okay? Okay. No, it doesn't work. You got to come in with Shimon and Levi passion. And then, Yaakov says, you know, you're going to be a great Rebbe. You have energy, you have passion. You choose. It wasn't used appropriately when it came to Shechem. Yaakov was upset. Shimon and Levi were killing out Shechem. But you know what? It came from my sister Dina's going to be in Zona. What? You're going to just do whatever you want to my sister. It doesn't work that way. That's concern. You want to be a Rebbe, you have to have concern. You want to be a Mashpia, you have to really care. And Yaakov was telling that to his children. And that's the biggest bracha. The biggest bracha in life is for a person to be themselves. Yisimcha Elokim ke Ephraim eche Menashe. Ephraim had his role in life, and it's not the same as Menashe's. Menashe was the man, he was involved with the politics. It's also important to have politicians. Do I want to be a politician? No. Is that my calling in life? I don't think so. I'm pretty sure it's not. But do we need good politicians? Of course we do. Do we need people that are yasher, that are straight in politics, that know how to deal with people? There was a great Jew. There was a Siyum HaShas last week. Still going on. The residue Siyum HaShas is all over the world. Now in London and in Chicago, and there's another one tonight in Tel Aviv. So they say. Anywho, one of the great leaders of the Agudah of the century was Rav Moshe Scherer. I don't know if you ever heard of him. He was the head of the Agudah. He was a tremendous askan. We need those people like that. He was very close to all the presidents, and he spoke out strongly promoting Yiddishkeit. That's very, very important. That's the Menashe. And there's the Ephraim. Ephraim is one that's sitting and learning. Ephraim is on Birkei Yosef. Ephraim is learning with Yaakov. Ephraim is there's no generation gap when it comes to Torah. Neither Ephraim, neither Menashe's. The biggest bracha a person could give his children is that they should be zocha to find out who they are. Who am I? What's my role in life? A lot of times we look around and say, you know what? He's, you know, if only I had the brain of Yankel, then I could learn well. If only I had the skill set of Shmerel, then I would be doing really well in yeshiva. If I had the midos of so-and-so, the finest boy who has the finest music in yeshiva, then I'd be doing really well. But you know, what do you want from me? My brain isn't so strong, my skills aren't so great, my midos need some improvement also. So what do you want from me? Here's the answer. The answer is, Yisimcha Elokim Kefayim Menashe. Yaakov says to Ephraim and Menashe, you should be the best Ephraim that you should be. You should be the best Menashe that you could be. You should be you. You should be the best version of yourself that you could be. Be you. That's the bracha. The biggest bracha is be yourself. There's a pasuk in Tehillim, a pasuk in Mishlei, a famous pasuk in Mishlei, talks about chinuch. What's the right approach to chinuch? The most quoted pasuk in chinuch is probably this pasuk. Pasuk says, Chanoch lenar al pi darko. What does it mean? It means some things you can have one size fits all. Maybe some kind of sweaters, some kind of coats. I don't know. One size fits all. It's one size. It could stretch a little bit for a person that's a little bigger size. You could shrink it a little bit if you're a smaller size. That's fine. Maybe by some things like one size fits all. Chinuch is the opposite. The absolute opposite. One size fits all. Each person is a world unto himself. Each child is a world unto himself, to ourself. Each child is an olam b'fnei atzmo. I see Baruch Hashem in the world of chinuch a little bit, in the world of parenting a little bit. The Ayin Hara, the schus that Hashem has given me in both of those arenas. What works for one kid isn't what works for the other kid necessarily. One kid needs some incentives, other kids incentives do nothing for. One kid needs a papagayo's challenge, other kid papagayo's turns him off, makes him nauseous. For one kid, you gotta turn on the excitement, the energy. For other kids, they're like, why are you yelling, Abba? You're making so much noise. It's not the same world. Each kid's their own world. Yaakov Avinu gave 12 brachos, 12 shvatim, because he understood. Reuven has his job, and Shimon has his job, and Levi has his job. And we're not a cookie cutter religion. Cookie cutting is nice when you make cookies. You want them all to be the same shape. The same size. You have a cookie cutter, they all come out the exact same shape. Chinuch is the opposite. It's not a cookie cutter. And Yiddishkeit is also all about finding your mission in life. Everybody has a mission. Everybody has a task. The beauty of our religion is there are shiftekah, there's 12 shvatim. Everyone is supposed to do their job. No one's supposed to do someone else's job. I'll tell you a secret. If Hashem didn't have a job for you, for me, for each of us, He wouldn't have created us. He doesn't need two of anything. He doesn't need two of the same. Two people, why would He have two of the same? Even twins that are identical twins. Not the same person. Well, Hashem doesn't need two of anything. Hashem created each of us with a mission, and our biggest goal and opportunity and zechus in life is to figure out what we're doing here. To be you. Yisimcha Elokim Kefayim Lechem Hashem. Be you. Be the best you that you can be. Be yourself. Be comfortable with your skin. Realize the brachos that Hashem has granted you. Everybody has unbelievable brachos. We also have challenges. We also have nisyonos. We also have things we have to overcome. Those are also things that are, if we utilize them properly, they make us into who we are. And maybe that's another pshat, or another thought in this great bracha. We give ourselves a bracha, our children a bracha. Be. Like the army has a motto, be all that you can be. Be at it first. Be you. Be the best you that you can be. Be the right you that you can be. Be your Ephraim, be Menashe, be Ruve, be Shimon, be Levi, be you. Be the person that you can be. And if we try our best to figure that out and work towards that, not by looking around, just looking in and finding those great gifts Hashem has given us, we will be the fulfillment of these brachas of Yisimcha Elokim Kefayim Lechem Menashe. We should be Zocher, Bez Hashem, to find our kochos, to find ourselves, to be the best version of ourselves that we can be. And be zochet to live lives the way that it should be lived, and always be mekadesh Shem Shemayim. Have a wonderful Shabbos, Abosai.